You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A massive fixture coming up at the KC, Hull versus Middlesbrough, 21-20 for Hull here. The draw is 11-5. Borough are 16-5. It's probably almost a big, I mean, it's 18th versus 19th, Derek. It's a six-pointer, of course, but it's almost bigger for Hull this game because their chances of survival look a lot better than Borough's, and this is a massive opportunity for them to get 3 points against a side who just don't score enough goals. It's as simple as that, Borough.
Well, that's it. But there was a difference, wasn't it? That 0-0 draw at Swansea, that Borough goal. There was a difference in the way they set up. When Borough are away from home, you know generally it's going to end up Borough 0. And it's been like that for much of the season. But they did attack against Swansea. I mean, they did have a couple of goals in them. They might even have stole a winner late on in the last couple of minutes. You know, I know Hull have got a tremendous home record recently under the new manager, but I think that's a bit short for a team that's in 18th place against a team that's 19th, both sides fighting for their lives. Yeah, I think Middlesbrough, you know what? I don't think Middlesbrough are one of the three worst teams in the league.
Really?
I think they're one of the three dullest teams. But I still can't believe that I'm so far behind. We're 11 points behind Watford. And if Watford and were playing Middlesbrough on neutral ground, I'd be back. If Watford were playing Middlesbrough on neutral ground, I'd be back in Middlesbrough. I just think Middlesbrough are overpriced here, over 3-1 to beat Hull. It's not a hard task beating Hull, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a hard task. I think 16-5 for a game at Middlesbrough. No, they can't fanny around looking for a draw now. You know, those days have gone. They've got to go for 3 points. You may as well lose a draw now to position there. Then
yeah,
they are going to attack. And I'm prepared to back him. I'm at 16-5. I think it's too big.
Okay, 16-5 then for Borough. Just conversely then, Derek, what do you think come the end of the season will be the fate of these two sides, Hull and Borough?
Well, Borough's Achilles heel obviously is scoring. You know, if they had not a Lukaku, they're not going to get a Lukaku. But if they had a recognised, even if Jermaine Defoe,
for instance, yeah.
You know, they'd be a lot higher in the league. They'd probably be where West Ham are now. I sincerely believe that because they're not a bad side. I think they've just been handicapped by the cautious approach from the previous manager. Under the new boss, things are looking as though changing a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I've said that they'll probably go down with Sunderland because they're 4 points adrift of Hull, but they have got a game in hand. If they win this fixture, they're 1 point behind with a game in hand. And, you know, Swansea are within clawing back distance. So they could get out of it, yes. They could get out of it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.